America was a latecomer to the First World War, entering the conflict 3 years after it started, and the United States had virtually no air power. Based on William Boeing's early success with his first plane, the B&W seaplane, built in 1916, the Navy offered Pacific Aero Products a contract for 50 trainers. They were built here, in a factory at the Heath Shipyards on the Duwamish River, one that became known as the Red Barn. Author Clive Irving says this in the Boeing documentary, The Age of Aerospace.
The first planes were built on this muddy little river at the back of some industrial area in Seattle, and they were at first feeling their way. And it was canvas and glue and wood.
The Red Barn was powered by small engines that turned rods in the ceiling. The rods powered saws and drills. With those primitive instruments, Pacific Aero Products went to work on the Model C. Tom Crouch is senior curator at the National Aviation and Space Museum in Washington, D.C.
William Boeing had a real eye for both engineering talent and managerial talent. Engineers on whose back the future of the company would literally rest.
Conventional wisdom had it that the Model C was the brainchild of Wang Su, recently graduated from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And Boeing historian Mike Lombardi says therein lies a tale.
We'd always had this kind of going back and forth about, well, who was our first engineer? Who designed the airplanes back in the day? There was a contingent here at Boeing that wanted to make it this Wang Su fellow, Chinese national, that was hired by Bill Boeing as an aeronautical engineer. He was one of the first in the country.
But Lombardi recently uncovered the fact that Wang worked under another engineer, the first Boeing engineer, James Foley.
Foley is a marine architect, which at that time, if you're going to build airplanes, the closest thing to an airplane is a ship. And so a lot of the early airplane builders are marine architects.
The Model C was what everyone hoped it would be, a docile trainer outfitted with pontoons for taking off and landing on water. It looked like the beginning of a beautiful relationship, but then it was over there. What few military aviation contracts there were dried up. Boeing had to lay off two-thirds of his workers. The few who were left wound up making furniture, even making parts for women's corsets. It was a dark time for Boeing. He kept the Red Barn rolling, though, on money out of his own pocket. And in the meantime, his little company was looking for the next big thing. As it turned out, the check was literally in the mail. Pete Combs, Como News,